In Canada's far north, you'll discover the tundra. Some tundra species live here year-round and must adapt to winters with temperatures as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius. Other animals migrate here during the summer, when plant life bursts from the soil. The tundra is home to many species at risk, like the barren ground caribou and Porcelled's bryum, a kind of moss. To learn more about the tundra, visit hww.ca.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. Every once in a while, we like to put together a themed show, and this week we thought we'd cover a topic that comes up pretty regularly in folk music, hobos. I've been interested in the 19th and 20th century concept of the hobo for years. Hobohemia is a distinct subculture that's existed for almost 200 years, and its members and their reasons for adopting the lifestyle are wide-ranging. The hobos are usually defined as people who ride the rails from town to town, finding work along the way. The subculture has its own deep history, which we'll hear a bit about throughout the show. If you have any theme suggestions of your own, you can get in touch with me at julianacyoung.com, or you can email me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com. We'll begin the show this week with one from Harry Haywire Mac McClintock. He was an American cowboy, union organizer, hobo singer, and poet from Tennessee, who's known for writing this song, Big Rock Candy Mountain. He wrote the song in 1895 and first recorded it in 1928, and it's one of several songs about a hobo's paradise. It became more well-known through Burl Ives' 1949 recording, which was sanitized to appeal to parents and children. One term you'll need to know for this song and several others we'll hear this week is jungle, which refers to the makeshift camps that groups of hobos would make near train yards as they waited to catch their next ride.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day, on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. Thank you.
what I would be just as soon as I got big. 'Cause I saw Jimmy Rogers once when I was just a kid. The hand of time has changed the places where I stood before, but no self-respecting hobo rides the railroads anymore. Boxcars have no roof walks, and the tank cars have no frames. The whistle on a midnight freight train don't sound the same. Still feel like rolling when I hear that mighty roar, but no self-respecting hobo rides the railroads anymore. Hard times on the railroad, and the bridges all bleached clean. Green boards on the main line that was laid when steam was king. Still feel like rolling when I hear that mighty roar, but no self-respecting hobo rides the railroads anymore. Jungle fires are burning anywhere beside the rail. The big roads keep on merging, the truck lines haul the mail. The sign on every boxcar says be sure you lock the door. No self-respecting hobo rides the railroads anymore. It ain't safe to ride a freight train going at full speed. 100 cars went off the tracks at Alma just last week. Any boy riding, he would have gone to his reward. But no self-respecting hobo rides the railroads anymore. Just as soon as I got big. 'Cause I saw Jimmy Rogers once when I was just a kid. The hand of time has changed the places where I stood before. And no self-respecting hobo rides the railroads anymore.
Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Hobo Billy. No warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hobo Bill. Outside the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door. But the little farm of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. The smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold.
We just heard Jimmy Rogers with Hobo Bill's Last Ride. He was a very well-known musician from Mississippi who became popular in the late 1920s and is now known as the father of country music. He died from tuberculosis in 1933 at the age of 35, but he's remembered for his kindness to strangers and fans and for giving free, spontaneous concerts while he was on tour. That recording was made in November of 1929. Before that, we heard Larry Penn with No Self-Respecting Hobo. He was Wisconsin's labor poet laureate, a songwriter, toy maker, activist, and union man. That one's from his 1987 album, Still Feels Like Rollin', songs about trucks and trains. His liner notes for the song read simply, "To those who say they are not sure about this song, I say, do you still ride trains?" To kick off the show, we heard Harry McClintock with The Big Rock Candy Mountain. We'll hear one now from John Prine. He was one of the most influential songwriters of his generation. He died in April of 2020 from COVID, but he's remembered for his social commentary and his unique style of singing. This song, The Hobo Song, is off his 1978 album, Bruised Orange.
There was a time when lonely men would wander through this land, rolling aimlessly along. So many times I've heard of their sad story, written in the words of dead men's songs. Down through the years, many men have yearned for freedom. Some found it only on the open road. So many tears of blood have filled around us, 'cause you can't always do what you are told. Please tell me, where have all the hobos gone to? I see no fire burning down by the rusty railroad track. Could it be that time has gone and left them tied up in life's eternal traveling sand? Last Sunday night, I wrote a letter to my loved ones. I signed my name and knew I'd stayed away too long. There was a time when my heart was free to wander, and I remember as I sing this, hobo song.
One day I shall be home.
We just heard Moondog with Be a Hobo. He was an avant-garde composer, musician, poet, and inventor from Wyoming who influenced later artists including Steve Reich and Philip Glass. That one's from the 2005 compilation album The Viking of Sixth Avenue, which spans his entire music career. It was recorded in the early 1950s. Before that, we heard Bruce Coburn with One Day I Walk. He's a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. That one's off his 1987 album, Waiting for a Miracle. And before that, John Prine with the Hobo Song. We'll hear one now from Glenn Reed, a musician from Berks Falls, Ontario, who grew up in a musical family and got his start in the Toronto folk scene of the 1960s. This one, Dreams of the Hobo, is off his 1996 album, Heritage River, and it's his own song.
In the days of my childhood, the good times gone by. We camped by the river, beneath the CN spur line. The lure of the railway, it was a part of my life. Dreams of riding the rails, it's on every boy's mind. Told tales round the campfire till the last ember died. Bathed from the heavens, neath a million starlights. In my gentle slumber, I heard a train whistle whine. Then I boarded the fast freight somewhere in the night. Yeah, the scream of the whistle, hear it echo in the night. Through the canyon she thunders, on cold steel she rides. Feel the rumble of the diesel, o'er the trestle she flies. Dream the dream of a hobo by the old railroad line. Now that old line's abandoned, it's just a sign of the times. All over the country, well, they're tearing up lines. Held us together where these ribbons of steel. Now they're calling it progress, I just can't believe. I will long for the old days, those gentle times. I can still hear the whistle, I can still hear the whine. I can still smell the cold time as I walk across tides. In my dreams I can ramble, in my dreams I still ride. Hear the scream of the whistle, hear it echo in the night. Through the canyon she thunders, on cold steel she rides. Hear the rumble of the diesel, o'er the trestle she flies. Dream the dream of a hobo by the old railroad line. Dream the dream of a hobo by the old railroad line.
Why? western trip. This is the song he sung. Hey, ole, 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 ole. Stepped up on a platform, smoking a cheap cigar, waiting to catch a freight train to catch an empty car. I buttoned my coat up closely, walked off down the track. I called the steps of a sleeper car. I never did look back. Hey, ole, ole, hey, ole, ole, ole. Pocketbook is empty, my heart is filled with pain. 10,000 miles away from home, oh, boarding an old freight train. Hey, ole, hey, ole, ole.
Hello, this is Ryan, and you're listening to CKUW, to the program Barking Dog, 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Have a good one.
Stuck on a Danville girl. You
We just heard the New Lost City Ramblers with Wild and Western Hobo. They were formed in 1958 and focused on playing music taken from 78s from the 20s and 30s. That one's from their 1963 album, Gone to the Country, and they got the song from the Carter family, whose version we heard before that. They were a very influential American country and folk singing family from Virginia, and they recorded that one in 1929. Before that, we heard Glenn Reed with Dreams of the Hobo. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and in case you haven't guessed by now, we're playing songs about hobos on today's show. We'll hear one now from Utah Phillips, an anarchist folk singer, storyteller, and labor organizer from Ohio. This is the title track from the 2005 album Starlight on the Rails, a Songbook. The spoken word introduction to the song comes from the novel Look Homeward, Angel by Thomas Wolfe.
We walked down the little roads in Cumberland and stooped because the sky hung down so low, and no place that we went was far, and the earth and the sky hung close and near, and the old hunger returned, the obscure and terrible hunger that haunts and hurts Americans, makes us exiles in our own land, strangers wherever we go. Oh, I will go up and down the country and back and forth across the country. I will go out west for the States or Square. I will go to Boise and Helena, Albuquerque, the two Dakotas, all the unknown places. Say, brother, have you heard the thunder of the fast express? Have you seen starlight on the rails? I can hear a whistle blowing, high lonesome as can be. Outside the rain is softly falling, tonight it's fallen just for me. Looking back along the road I traveled, all the miles could tell a million tales. Each year is like some rolling freight train, and cold as starlight on the rails. I think about a wife and family, a home and all the things it means. The black smoke trailing out behind me is like a string of broken dreams. Looking back along the road I traveled, all the miles could tell a million tales. Each year is like some rolling freight train, and cold as starlight on the rails. Now a man who lives out on the highway, he's like a clock that can't tell time. A man who spends his life just rambling is like a song without a rhyme. Looking back along the road I traveled, all the miles could tell a million tales. Each year is like some rolling freight train, and cold as starlight on the rails.
Dodge City yards of the Santa Fe stood a freight made up for the East. The engineer with his oil and weight stood grooming the great iron beast. 10 cars back in the murky dusk, a boxcar door swung wide, and a hobo lifted his pal aboard to start on his last long ride. The lantern swung, the freight pulled out, the engine had gathered speed. The engineer pulled his throttle wide and clucked to his fiery steed. 10 cars back in the murky dusk, the hobo rolled a pill. The flare of the match showed his partner's face, stark white and deathly still. As the train wheels clicked on the coupling joints, a song for the rambler's ear, the hobo talked to the still white form, his pal for many a year. Mighty long time we've rambled, Jack, with the luck of men that roam.
back doorsteps for a dining room, the boxcar for a home. Well, we dodged the bulls on the eastern route, the cops on the Chesapeake. We rode the Leadville narrow gauge in the days of Cripple Creek. And we traveled down through sunny Cal on the rails of the old SP. And of all you had, through good or bad, half always belonged to me. I made a promise to you, Jack, if I lived and you cashed in, to take you back to that old churchyard, bury you there with your kin. I'm keeping my promise to you, Jack, taking you home on the fly. It's a decent way for a boat to go home to the by and by. I knew that the fever had you, Jack. That doctor just wouldn't come. He was too busy with the wealthy folks to doctor a worn-out bum. As the train rolled over the ribbons of steel, straight through to the east it sped. The engineer in his high cab seat kept his eyes on the rails ahead. 10 cars back in the murky dusk, a lonely hobo sighed for the days of old and his pal so cold who was taking his last long ride.
Just heard Harry Schotes with Poor Hobo. He was a Cajun fiddler from Louisiana who was one of the most popular Cajun musicians during the 1940s. That one's from the 1993 album The Fiddle King of Cajun Swing. Schotes recorded it in 1948. Before that, we heard Art Theme with Hobo's Last Ride. He was a folk musician, photographer, and radio host from Chicago who specialized in music and stories from the upper Midwest United States. But he also had an interest in cowboy songs. He learned that song from a recording by Canadian musician Hank Snow that he heard on a country radio show as a child during the 1950s. It uses the same tune as Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. That recording is from the 2009 album Singing Through the Hard Times, a tribute to Utah Phillips, and the song is by A.L. Kirby. We heard Utah Phillips before that with Starlight on the Rails. We'll hear one now from Doc Watson. He was a Grammy Award-winning musician from North Carolina, known for his fingerstyle and flat-picking skill. He had a 60-year career, and he often played with other skilled musicians like Gene Ritchie, Clarence Ashley, and his son, Merle Watson. This one, Rambling Hobo, is from the album The Watson Family.
In the summer of 1934, my dad made me a little homemade banjo, fretless, and it didn't look quite as pretty and shiny as this one. And the first tune I ever heard him play on it was a tune that he called Rambling Hobo.
As I was out on corner one day. I spied an old hobo in the doorway he lay. His face was all grounded in the cold sidewalk floor. And I guess he'd been there for the whole night or more. Only a hobo, but one more is gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song. His step was his pillow, the street was his bed. One look at his face showed the hard road he'd come, and a fistful of coins showed the money he bummed. He was only a hobo, but one more is gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song. Take much of a man to see his whole life go down, to look up in the world from a hole in the ground, to wait for your future like a horse that's gone lame, to lie in the gutter and die with no name. He was only a hobo, but one more is gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song.
Bob Dylan with Only a Hobo, a recording from 1963. It's similar to traditional songs like Only a Miner Killed and Poor Miner's Farewell. Before that, we heard Ramblin' Jack Elliott with Hobo's Lullaby. He's a folk singer from New York City who is a protege of Woody Guthrie, a collaborator with Daryl Adams, and a major influence for Bob Dylan. That song is by Goble Reeves, a folk singer from Texas who recorded throughout the 20s and 30s. It's from Elliott's 1999 live album, Country Style. And before that, we heard Doc Watson with Rambling Hobo. Here's one now from Thomas Fraser. He was a Scottish fisherman and farmer who left behind thousands of home recordings when he died in 1978, the majority of which were country and blues songs. His grandson rediscovered the tapes and released the first album of his music in 2002, followed shortly after by two more albums. This one, The Hobo's Meditation, is from the 2008 album That Faraway Land. The song is by Jimmy Rogers, who recorded it in 1932.
Tonight as I lay on the boxcar, she's waiting for train pass by. What will become of the hobo? Why never their time comes to die? There's a master up yonder in heaven, got a place that we might call our home. Well, we have to work for a living. Our
can we continue to roam? Will there be any freight trains in heaven? Any boxcars in which we might hide? Will there be any tough cooks and brakemen? Well, they tell us we cannot ride. Well, the hobo ride with the rich men. Well, he always have money to spare. Well, they have respect for a hobo in the land that lies hidden.
A feather, we too have followed the golden sun. It feels so good knowing the watchman's gone. If I give you a rose, buddy, would you please bury it in the fields? I've seen a rose watching it all fold out. Station, it's come to carry my bones away. Two engines on, 21 coaches long, end to end, 21 coaches thin. The watchman's out, kicking the bums about. If I wait for the right moment, you can bet I'll climb aboard unseen. Done it before, I know I can do it in my sleep. The watchman's out, kicking the bums about. The watchman's out, kicking your dreams about. As I leave you in the sunset, got one more nothing I'd like to say. You don't owe me, a son of the sea am I. Turn my face up to the sky. Leave me be, watching the moon roll by. Whatever I was, you know it was all because I've been on the town, washing the bullshit down. The watchman's out, kicking your dreams about. Feel so good, knowing the watchman's gone. It's like a song, knowing the watchman's gone.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hi, this is Jesse. No. You're listening to Barking Dog. This is Jesse Lawrence. I am Jesse Lawrence. Thank you for tuning your dials to 95.9 FM CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads and the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursed nor forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads and the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads and the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
We just heard John Hartford with Gentle on My Mind. He was an American roots artist known for his fiddle and banjo playing and for his knowledge of Mississippi River lore. That's one of his best-known songs that we heard a demo from the 2019 album Backroads, Rivers, and Memories, the rare and unreleased John Hartford. Before that, John McLaughlin, Mark Atkinson, and Scott White with The Watchman's Gone. McLaughlin is a musician from BC who began performing at folk clubs in Vancouver in